Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Tuesday, November 12th, 2019, 6 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer
is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thanks, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome everyone to the November 12, 2019 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, follows any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. If you wish to speak for or against an application, please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley in the front of the room, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. First item is review and action of the October 15, 2019 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? George?
Yeah, on the public hearing and final vote, number 1935. There was a motion to deny the application. It was seconded, and the motion passed by roll call vote. And the roll call vote says everybody was saying nay. But if it was a motion to deny the application and it passed, then that means that the vote would have been aye to support denying the application.
Understood.
I think that should read aye instead of nay.
Yes.
You good with that?
Yep.
So with the correction of the nays turning into A's or I's?
Yeah. Yes.
For the motion? Would any...
That didn't pass, did it?
No.
It was denied.
It was denied. The motion was made to deny it. And if you support the motion to deny it, you would have voted aye.
Aye.
Yeah. Right.
So versus nay.
Robert's rules of order.
It was a test to make sure you guys read your minutes.
Any other additions or corrections? Hearing none with the proposed.
I'll make
Randy?
A motion to approve with corrections to the October 15, 2019 minutes.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Presley, you got that? Okay, good. So we will move on to public hearing and final votes. First item up is 1159 Bee Creek Road.
Your applicant is Jeremy Werling. He's seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III permit to relocate his real estate office, currently located at 1159 Bee Creek Road, Branson, into a proposed 15-bedroom lodge-style building with office space located on a 5-acre parcel that's south of his current office. Jeremy is also seeking the ability to use the proposed lodge someday in the future in the existing office after the new office lodge is complete for nightly rental on both parcels. Per the assessor's information, the parcel with the current office is 3.6 acres, and the adjoining parcel is 5.08. This property will be served by private well, public water district number 3 in the city of Branson for wastewater. Parcel to the west is 21-acre vacant parcel. Property to the north is a 5-acre single-family residence. This project received a total score of 15 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So here's the current office, and here's the proposed 5.08 parcel. Does everybody know where we're at on Bee Creek? I can go to the maps and zoom out here in a little bit. Here's a concept that the applicant presented, showing the parking lot, lodge area. Here's a photo of his current office with his new addition onto the front. I did stand in that same location and take a picture to the north. You can barely see the residence there. We're looking at buffer. The backside of it's highly vegetated, and the front part's a mowed area with some large trees. And I got some other photos. The applicant sent in some concepts of potential, what he was thinking as far as lodge type. Remember, these are just concepts that I let him explain what the building might look like. And then it's the straight Division 3, any kind of commercial with our provisions from the guidance code, Western Taney Fire, Division 2 permits required, and then our nightly rental requirements, less the special use part. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Jeremy, you want to come up?
What's the matter?
So, thank you, Scott. I do operate that real estate office there, and we've been at that location for about 2 years now. And I like to think that we're a small real estate office with a big vision. I've been in business for 14 years in that capacity, but we opened up that office about 2 years ago, and we've gone from six agents to 25 agents in just that time. And I like to think it is because we do serve the community. I have agents that come to me, and a lot of them want to quit their full-time jobs and start their own business. A lot of them have that entrepreneurial mentality, and that's kind of what I do. I train them to operate their business. And we also have a lot of clients that come to us with the same goals. They want to learn how to invest in real estate and achieve passive income, and we've been able to help show them how to do that and improve a number of areas here. And I like to think that's why we're growing so fast. It kind of sounds like a cat poster, but I do believe that if your dream isn't scaring you, it's not big enough. And I do believe that. And why does the new office need to be a lodge style? I've gotten a few of those questions from a couple of the neighbors. And there's a couple reasons for that. One of the reasons why I think we've done so well in this location as a real estate office is because it's got a very homey feel. And I don't know about you, but most people I know don't want to go to an office every day, but they don't mind coming to a home. So I want that new lodge office, those 15 bedrooms become 15 private offices, and I can even equip those with their own private bathrooms, and just trying to speak to the needs of the people that I serve, which are my agents. And if I can create an office space that's state-of-the-art and second to none, that I can really start to recruit some of the best agents and train some of the best people in the area. I'm also building it in a lodge style just because it's a contingency plan. I have no intentions of operating this real estate office as a nightly rental, as long as my real estate office is running well. But I don't know what's going to happen 20 years from now, and I really seriously don't want to put this amount of investment into this kind of a space if I don't have a fallback plan. If the economy turns or if something happens, my goal is to not have to come back to you guys and ask for this when I'm in a dire need. I know that the way our county zoning is, that a lot of times business people will come in and ask for all of the available uses that they want up front, and I'm just doing that now as well. That's the only reason why I'm asking for that at this time, except for the fact that I do want to build a state-of-the-art training room and boardroom in this place, and I may choose to rent that out to a church or to a real estate school or to some other business that doesn't have a conference room or a training room that might want to use it. I also have a goal to turn the Big Lodge into a business and investment center that would serve the community. So if somebody wanted to teach kids some public speaking classes, or I don't know if you guys know about that Robert Kiyosaki cash flow game, but we could host people that wanted to teach kids how to get out of the rat race and start to earn passive income and start teaching kids at a young age to start becoming and thinking like business people and to manage their money. I really do want to serve the community in this way and open that up, and I would have to, you know, either rent that to these people on a nightly basis, and I don't know if that counts, but that's one of my intentions in this location. Why do I need a short-term rental designation at the former office? It's because I need the resources from it to expand my vision. And I know that business really well. I've run the numbers on renting that out as a commercial office space to, say, a hairdresser or an insurance person, and I know I would have to come back in and ask for approval for that. But the numbers don't work for me. At my current level of what I'm able to pay on rent on a new lodge like that, I would need to subsidize that new, big, fantastic building with income that I earned from the short-term rental. And honestly, it's one of the only businesses that I know really well, and I know it would succeed and not fail. I have invested over $100,000 cash into that location since I've been there for 2 years, and I've kind of I like to think that it's the prettiest girl on the block, and I don't think I could get out of what I put in it, so I'm going to have to keep the property and find a way for it to cash flow. Also, like I said, I know that business really, really well, and I'd like to take just a second to address some of the concerns that are kind of commensurate with the nightly rental business, some concerns that you hear probably pretty often. If anybody's here to speak up, they may address some of these concerns about noise or nuisances or whatever. But I just want to say that I've been in the nightly rental business since 2008, and I've operated all of my own personal properties. And a lot of the issues that arise here and other places are when you have a third-party property manager trying to rent properties for an absentee owner. Because what ends up happening is that absentee owner says, why is nobody renting my property? Why is nobody renting my property? Well, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And what ends up happening is that property manager will fill it with whoever just to appease that owner. And so they don't screen those renters quite as well as they should, and that's where some of those horror stories happen. That's not going to happen here. It's never happened to me in, you know, since 2008, since I've run any property. We have a personal interaction with everybody who we rent to, and I believe that the property is buffered quite well by the vegetation. And I honestly don't think anybody would cross a busy road like Bee Creek Road to wander a neighborhood. As a matter of fact, we've got more people wandering up and down the road from the long-term rentals at Bee Creek Apartments than, you know, short-term renters. They don't do that. They go to Silver Dollar City and they come back and they shower and they go to sleep. Also, I would also like to just point out that, in my opinion, I believe that the property is very compatible. This use would be very compatible with the other businesses to my north, such as storage units, such as auto repair shops, such as multifamily. There is some high-density multifamily in that area. And I would also like to point out that the vacation rental use of the property would be a lighter impact to the area than my current commercial use. So I still want the property to be zoned commercial, but instead of having 20 cars out front turning in and out 365 days of the year, I would really only have 4 to 6 cars turning in and out 150 days of the year. So for over 200 nights of the year, the property would be vacant. So I believe it would be a lighter impact in terms of what folks are already used to in that area across the way. So in conclusion, I would just like to ask that I could use my own property, my own commercial property, the way I'd like to, within the rules set forth by the county, so that I can improve my life and the lives of the people that partner with me, and also the lives of the people that we serve. I'd also like to develop the land to put local people to work, because I believe that's important, and help me reach my vision for this business and investment center. Thank you.